This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin, we stink.
No, Barry.
No? No, Eli?
No.
Why not?
Just because it's you.
Oh.
Seems impolite. The longest the Cubs have been in first place this season is 6 days. Are you taking the over or the under for the rest of the season?
Well, a texter here says the Cubs are a wild card team, so he's taking neither. As well as they're playing, or at least the winning that they've been doing the last couple of weeks, there's now 2 games back of the Brewers. Now, the probability is they're 94-95% probable playoff team, including the wild card opportunity, and the Brewers are only 74-75%. So the thing should even out. The order should be restored. The Cubs should get into first place sometime quickly after the All-Star break. But I've been saying that for a few weeks, and there's still a couple games back of the Brewers. And every day someone's got a report that the Brewers are getting Machado, DeGrom, and any other marquee player you can think of. They're just going to load up at the trade deadline. I'm going to take the under. I think this one's going to be a little more difficult than most people perceive it to be. And even though I keep assuming, I keep thinking the Cubs are in first place, in actuality, they're not. So I will take the under. I just hope it's the last week of the season. I hope that's when it matters. They're sitting up atop the division.
I'm going to take the over, and it's based largely on how bad the Brewers' rotation is. I mean, it's dreadful. They need a handful of starters. I don't know where they're going to get them. We have been talking about the Cubs' rotation for a long time now. At least with the Cubs' rotation, though, you have several guys there who have proven in the past, some of them for very long periods of time, that they are really good. And when Theo called everybody out, a few days ago, however many days ago it is now, and said, do your job. Just do your job. There's no cavalry coming. Go do, you guys are getting paid a lot, or we traded a lot of prospects to get you. Go do your job. Because there's no answers out there. And you got to like their answers better than any
of us. Do your job.
Thank you. You got to like their answers or prospective answers better than any prospective answers the Brewers are going to find either.
What if they get DeGrom and Syndergaard?
Well,
and Machado.
All three of them?
Yeah, Machado, then, he can throw in a blowout.
Then I have the right to reserve my pick here. But yeah, they can get Manny Machado, that's fine. That doesn't solve their pitching problems. That's as ridiculous a conversation as was anyone thinking that the Cubs were going to get Manny Machado earlier in the season. That was absurd. I'm not saying it's absurd for the Brewers to get him because he would help the Brewers.
Sure.
But the Brewers
need
have a huge need in the starting rotation.
They need Shieldsy.
Yes. Shieldsy, really? That's a thing, Shieldsy?
Yeah.
Of course.
Rick Renteria called him Shieldsy the other day.
Yeah.
Shieldsy.
I don't care for it.
It doesn't work for me. And I don't care for him being traded to the Cubs. Trade him to the Brewers.
Hey, he's an innings eater. That Shieldsy.
Now I feel like for the next 2 to 8 to 9 days, this is going to be a thing.
Excuse me, I'm going to have to scratch myself. We're getting too baseball-y.
We're getting real baseball-y here.
Yeah.
Take that dip out of your mouth, Eli.
Yeah.
The longest the Cubs have been in first place, 6 days.
Wait, what?
Chewing tobacco.
Chaw.
You're disgusting, Eli. Chaw. You're disgusting.
Yeah, you're gross.
It's a one-time thing.
I heard something.
He's spitting all over the floor.
I know.
It's everywhere. I'm going to take the over. I think, there's only so many times you can say track record with this Cubs starting rotation, and you're almost kind of just waiting for it to happen. And at some point, I feel like it still will happen. Kyle Hendricks and Jose Quintana will be better in the second half than they were in the first half. But
they
then,
just each had a good one the last 2 days.
That's a good start for it. Quintana, in particular, I think, has shown a little bit more improvement over the past month or so. But if you want to go that route and say guys that struggled in the first half will be better in the second half, you could also go glass half empty and say guys that had a great first half will not be as good in the second half. You even heard Jed Hoyer allude to that a little bit yesterday when he was on the station. So, you know, I don't have any faith in the Brewers rotation whatsoever. And I think that their bullpen is almost as worn down as the Cubs is. So I just think talent wise, the Cubs will rise back to the top of this thing and they will be in first place again for more than 6 days.
You know, Kevin makes a good point, which is
once in a while, I have one.
I would say pretty unusual, but in this case, a really good point, and that's that, you know, they talk about the big three in Milwaukee at the end of their games. Well, those guys have thrown a lot.
Yeah.
And
Hader showed it the other day.
It's, you know, it's within the realm that those guys are going to get tired too. So that's
How many more Cub Brewer tilts do we have left? Six?
I don't know. Eli knows that off the top of your head, right, Eli?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fine producer on Hit and Run Sunday mornings, 9 to noon, although usually 12:45, sometimes 11:30 and occasionally noon, but usually 12:45.
Sometimes the Z experience runs over time.
Hit and Runny?
Hopefully not.
Hit and Runny, yeah. Oh, boy, that just sounds awful.
It's as bad as Shield Seat.
Yeah, that just sounds like people having breakfast or stopping cold right now. Go ahead.
I'm taking the under because the Cubs have done nothing to prove otherwise. So I'm taking the under, definitely. I mean, and I think it's less about the Brewers' bad rotation and more about, I feel like, it's the Cubs beating themselves so far this season with just the inconsistent rotation. As Kevin just brought up, it's going to be all about what can Quintana and Hendricks do in the second half of the season, and what's you going to bring once he gets off the DL? That's the big question, and hopefully, you know,
you don't even know if he is.
See, you don't know if he is.
You know, that's the thing.
For the rest of our lives.
When we sit here and talk about the rotation, he's almost an afterthought for me. And shame on me maybe for not.
I don't think so. He hasn't earned
the benefit of the doubt whatsoever.
I'm starting to think I'm going to see Drew Smyly before I'm going to see Yu Darvish. Is that wrong?
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
I think that's a coin flip.
Yeah. And you know, does that give you a solace? I don't know that it does.
I mean, that's going to be when the retrospective on the 2018 season is done. That's going to be it. I mean, Mully brought this up earlier in the week. The Cubs thought they fixed their rotation problems with Chatwood and Darvish.
Yeah.
And it's still here, heading into the All-Star break, the biggest bugaboo for them.
By the way, 8 games left between the Cubs and the Brewers this season.
I told you Eli would know that. And I don't think he just went and looked
it up.
Well,
I have it here as well.
Can you confirm?
I kind of let Eli have that one. It's like when you're on a fast break and you just kind of dump it back to the guy behind you for him to get the easy bucket.
Throw it off the backboard. Do you think Eli could dunk?
Trying to get him on the board.
There's no I in team. There's a Z in team, though. Z is just
Z in team.
So Eli knew that, though. Eli didn't even have to look it up, right, Eli?
Sure.
Okay, let's say that.
Also, the real field temp in Niagara Falls is 59 degrees. So there's that, Barry.
Did that just pop up on the same page?
On weather.com.
Yeah, okay. Don't tell me that Niagara Falls is on that computer.
It is.
Come on.
I'm going to blame Kevin Zpac for that.
Is that a Zpac?
I don't use that computer.
That it's dusted.
Thank you.
But
he's gone to Niagara
usually
Falls.
Usually it's D.C.
Over the barrel.
Yeah. It's part of a shtick.
Yeah,
without the barrel.
Well,
stop interrupting me, Barry, please. I'm going to say over on this one, over 6 for
Kevin
the Cubs.
Kevin did too, and so did Brian.
I said under.
It's 3-2, guys. I expect
you guys
Quintana.
Interrupted him before I did.
Oh, I got you.
I expect
I would
Quintana.
Never interrupt
wow,
D-line.
This is just this is killer right now. Yeah. I expect Quintana.
It's why would you interrupt
it's
a guy
rude,
like that?
And it's poor radio etiquette.
That's right.
Is what it is.
Don't talk over him either. Go ahead, Eli.
I expect.
You know, if you want to talk
really
over
bad,
again,
appropriate yeah, to do that
talking.
To a guy.
I'm just
going like
to keep saying the real field tab.
Get on with it, Eli.
Yeah. Eli. E-I-O.
Right.
Easy E.
I expect Quintana. That was one of my nicknames back in high school.
Oh, Easy E. That's E-Z-E. Great.
All right.
Quintana.
That fits.
That was your nickname?
Just fits.
Seriously,
perfect.
Really?
Easy E. Easy also one of them as well.
okay, how did I mean? I know
your best friend Dre.
I know the name, but I mean, were you Eazy-E? Was that
no,
your game?
I have
the
no,
game
I have
you ran?
No, I have no idea where it came
Big
from.
Big Eazy?
Just one of those things, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say over on the six, I'd expect Quintana to pitch a lot better in the second half. Hendricks, obviously, a nice bounce back earlier in the week. And when Darvish is healthy, assuming he's able to pick it back up too, the big question is, though, like you guys mentioned, is Milwaukee going to get Syndergaard or DeGrom?
No,
and if
both.
They do,
and Zach Wheeler.
Or both. Or along with James Shields.
And Matt Harvey. They're getting the band back together.
they're getting the New York Mets pitching staff.
You know, Matt Harvey's been really good.
I know. How about that? You know, why? Not much to do in Cincinnati. You have to go over to Kentucky.
Chicago open later. Than Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So maybe not such
but,
a
But Matt
idea.
Harvey, you know, it's not as easy just rolling out of your condo down in Manhattan and finding trouble. You'd have to look for it in Cincinnati.
Remember when we used to go across the river? That's actually dangerous.
The only part I remember is going across the river. The one night we stayed at the hotel and Sid Thrift was telling the stories, right? Was Sid, he was just telling us baseball stories and we're like, maybe we should go across the river.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a hockey game on somewhere. Was that Cincinnati? It feels like that was Pittsburgh.
No, it was the Hilton in Cincinnati.
Oh, that awful. Yeah, that was not.
That, the bar in the Hilton. And you know, after about 10 baseball stories from Sid, I'm thinking the river.
Yeah, maybe we should maybe see if there's just a West Coast hockey game on.
Yeah, let's go across the bowls of the Skyline Chili.
No, we never did that. Okay. I don't think I've ever had Skyline Chili. Then we got up and ran the next morning, like 6 miles. I don't know why we just did. Yeah, we are.
What would you rather do than watch Tyler Chatwood pitch Friday night?
You know, I struggled with this one because the first things that came to mind were having both of my pinky toes run over by an accordion bus. And at the same time thinking...
Why an accordion bus? Because it would take twice as long?
Take a long time. Now, all those tires take a long time,
yeah.
Really... A lot of pain, repeated pain. And then there's the watching on DVR a Bears-Cleveland exhibition game from the fourth week of the preseason.
Sure.
What year?
The fourth week.
They play like every single year.
Doesn't matter. They're always the fourth preseason game.
You get the bonus preseason game this year because of the Hall of Fame game.
That's great.
You sure you want to listen to Sam Rosen?
No, he's fired.
But in the past, you're checking out some replays.
Well, that's what I'm saying is it's tough. These are tough calls. So those are the first things that popped into my mind.
I'm going to watch tomorrow night because he actually pitches well at Petco. So if he can't, he's four.
Well, it's the size of the Grand Canyon.
I understand.
Everybody pitches well at
Petco. Okay, so that's to my point. He's 4-1 there with a 2.84 ERA, career ERA at Petco. If he can't get it done there and he still looks like Tyler Chatwood of this vintage 2018, even Len Casper told us yesterday, basically, he didn't say make or break, but he said if Tyler Chatwood looks like Tyler Chatwood again tomorrow night, they might have to completely figure out, like, you know, the DL, Des Moines trip, both at the same time, whatever, and break him down and start over. I mean, you know, because Jim Hickey.
Well, it'll have to be DL because he. I mean, you can't. He has no options. You
right?
Can't,
no. Yeah. No.
Send him to
but
Iowa.
You're gonna have to break this thing down because Jim Hickey said he's unique, right? He's never seen a pitcher with those kind of mechanics taking the ball out of his glove and so when he can't repeat them, it's tough for the pitching coach who's never seen it before to figure out how to correct it.
But he's close, Brian. He's close. I know he's getting close because they keep saying he's getting close.
Okay, but to hear Len Casper offer up that you might have to decide like a big picture type direction with him, bullpen, or we're going to, like a golf coach, break it down and start over and rebuild him as a starter, and that will take some time. And, you know, good luck. We'll see you however long it takes. 3 weeks?
3 years?
Well, he's here for that. Long,
yeah, I mean,
right?
Swing changes, delivery changes. What?
Yeah.
The delivery change.
But
that's not an easy thing to do in season. And if you're hearing that on the Cubs broadcast, which is usually a lot of sunshine and lollipops and skipping rocks usually. So that if you're hearing that, then he got
booed off the mound Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Now it's one of those things where when the crowd at Wrigley is waiting for you to fail so they can get up on their feet and boo you. I mean, you're on a short list of
cheered Joe when he came out of the dugout.
That's what I'm saying. You're on a short list. Now, and it's not only between the ears, it's like not maybe you're expecting things to go south and go south quickly, bouncing balls into the plate on the first pitch and a couple wild pitches and a couple runs scored and not just the walks an issue anymore. So, I mean, maybe out of sight, out of mind for a few weeks is about the only route you can go. But if I was not going to watch the Tyler Chatwood experience, binge watching the one episode of Very Cavallari over and over and over again.
Oh, my God. Did you guys talk about that? I missed it because I was on vacation, but I
you have a DVR'd, right?
No, I work at the Score as a producer, so I can't afford that.
Well, not only that. The one here didn't record, right?
Ah, that's so very we had to go, scory as yeah, well.
So we had to go online and get a bunch of the drops because it was set to record. And the Motorola, VHS, or the
guy in charge of spinning the wheel fell asleep when he was supposed to be.
Yeah, it didn't work. So.
Okay.
Shocking, well, I know.
Yeah, that's usually...
Do you guys want to borrow my Betamax? I have a working Betamax.
Do you?
Yeah, for real.
For all of the reasons that you guys mentioned regarding...
Well, I haven't used it in 20 years.
So that's right.
But last I know...
It worked?
It was still working. Okay. And the power goes on.
Hook it up to my Zenith.
For all of the trials and tribulations of Tyler Chatwood this season, that's why I like watching him pitch, actually. He's my favorite Cubs starter to watch pitch because
you hate the Cubs.
No, I don't. I love to watch him squirm, and I love to hear all of the posturing and, you know, oh, he's close.
I just watch
and it looks
Giolito
a little bit better.
For that.
Yeah, I watch him, too. Although it's a different feeling when I'm watching him. Yeah. I don't know that I will be watching this Cubs game tomorrow night. But
well, it's a Friday night. You'll be drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean I can't watch the game. I can be drunk and watch the game.
You're Big Easy. You'll be running your game, right?
You'll be Friday with night? Easy E running. Yeah. Running.
Probably not.
I'm
guessing
Big
that's
Z,
not
right.
It.
Yeah. No.
I'm just gonna pass the baton here.
You going to the baton?
That's it. You didn't finish your thought. Would you finish your thought, please? No?
Nope.
That's too much for you?
Just like Dustin, someone starts cutting you off and you just shut down.
We're not going to hear from him again now.
No.
You guys want to talk World Cup?
No.
Okay.
What do you know about it?
Hashtag anybody but Chatwood.
You didn't even tell us, Kevin, what you would do instead.
What I would do instead of watching...
Yeah, what would you rather do?
Watch England in the final.
Well, England lost.
Oh, did they?
And the final's not till Sunday.
Oh,
so,
okay.
What would I rather do? I don't know. Eat pizza? I don't
know,
man.
Yeah, you go ahead and pass. Just go ahead and pass.
I tried.
Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead.
All right. If I want to try and be funny, maybe watch a Bears game with Mike Glennon at quarterback. I'd rather get punched in the face by Bobby Portis. Than, if I want to be honest, I'd rather drink. But
well,
as Kevin said, that's a multitask.
Self-medicate.
Are you going out with Big Z and Easy E?
He can't.
Night?
No, he can't. He just got engaged.
They're running the streets.
He got engaged.
Night.
He's got a honey-do list.
That doesn't mean he's
engaged
not,
now. Did I miss that?
Did you miss
it? Yes, that's the big news.
Why would you do that when I was gone? That's really self-centered of you.
Yeah,
sorry. I should have waited for Kevin's schedule.
Jerk.
Wait till he got back.
Thought you guys were close.
Do you have a date? I don't mean like, do you have a date?
No,
I mean,
he can't. He's engaged.
Have you set a date?
May next year.
May of
date
next
to be
year.
Determined.
Very invited?
No.
I'm busy.
Make sure you plan it out so it ends up on a Tyler Chatwood day.
Absolutely. That's what I'm going for.
Things you'd rather do.
Go to Ray's wedding.
Yeah, I'm going to say watch Bull Durham with Barry. I would rather do that than watch a Tyler Chatwood.
That's actually
start.
Funny. That's funny. Eli made it funny.
You're not a
first
Bull Durham
time
fan?
In 2 years. No, I love Bull Durham. Oh. It's just dripping with irony.
Yeah.
For,
candlesticks make a nice gift.
We had Robert
Wall
just
quoted,
on the show.
Yeah,
Arliss
weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how's that? Arliss binge watch Arliss.
Oh.
Is your faith restored in Carlos Rodon? And if some team calls about him, should the White Sox listen?
I never lost faith in Carlos Rodon. I don't judge young pitchers, young players based on small samples. I thought the best of Carlos Rodon was still absolutely available to the White Sox. I always thought he had ace potential. I also will not judge him based on last night, which was extraordinary. I mean, that was really, really good last night. But no, I hadn't lost faith and Carlos Rodon. And if somebody called about him, I would hang up on them. First, I would curse at them, and then I would hang up on them.
I would think someone's probably going to call on him, right, just to see.
Really? Someone would think he might be available?
Well, who's out there? I mean, you know.
Shieldy.
No, I mean, yeah, it, look, if DeGrom, if DeGrom is not dealt.
That's
and,
like shrinkage. Just the, keep saying it.
If the Mets aren't going to deal one of their top two guys, Garrett Richards came up with an elbow yesterday, right? So
he's, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, so scratch him. And there were plenty of questions about him going in because of the injury. So they're. I mean, is Eovaldi, is there a change, a guy who's going to be substantially, make your rotation substantially different?
No, unless somebody becomes available that we're unaware of as of right now.
Right.
No, there's not a single right. name. I mean, Jacob DeGrom is the
How
name.
How many more years does Rodon have? Are you controlled for another couple of years?
Oh, yeah.
Drafted in 14? So you got two more years after
no,
this?
No, no. He's, I mean, service time, I'll look that up for you.
Right.
I bet you he's got.
But between the injuries and you know, not being available and everything else, but, you know, Rick Hahn should listen to anything. If his phone rings, he should pick it up and listen. And if it's a short conversation, it's a short conversation. But it would take a lot for them to say, okay, we're moving on from Carlos Rodon, or, you know, is there a team out there that's really going to wow you with something for a guy who's had injury history and three more years.
Yeah, they got three more after this year.
Okay.
So,
so that would take a lot to.
Yeah, I mean, you make a fair point. You should listen to anyone and anything, but I, you know, he could be the cornerstone, or one of them, of a really good rotation.
Well, I mean, hopefully he's an ace, right? I mean, he was drafted second overall or whatever.
You have three or four or five possibilities.
Third overall, I mean, you're usually drafting, you're hoping you're drafting an ace when you take a guy third overall.
Yeah, that's what the Astros thought with Mark Appel, too. You have the potential for three or four or five guys in this system, including Rodon, who could be aces.
Could be not much.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Could be something, could be nothing. But in this instance, from everything we've seen from Carlos Rodon, when he is healthy, you always have to put that caveat on there. When he is healthy, though, and he's right, you can see the stuff. It's so clear that he's incredibly talented, and he's got this kind of, I don't even know how to put it. He's got kind of this ace swagger to him where,
you know,
he's out
there. He does
that
now. See, on the postgame last night, I was watching.
It's kind of new,
right? It is new.
Yeah.
Because when he first arrived on the scene and we were down in Glendale and we were talking to him, he wasn't shy necessarily, but he was very quiet. Okay.
Right.
And a lot of rookies are. It's no big deal. But the fact that he basically came out and said, with the injury, he decided to, I paraphrase it, rededicate himself and get in shape. And he always had a little puffy to him, right?
Yeah.
And now he looks like he's got himself in shape.
He looks like just a big, strong dude out there.
And then last night he said, you know, before when I pitched against this team, I didn't get, if I had that, I had some issues, I wouldn't get out of the first inning. I wouldn't get out of an inning. And now he's thinking. Now he's remembering. Now he's putting two and two together. And
It's part of the process.
But the swagger, there is a confidence there. Like, you know, I am supposed to be that guy.
He wants to be the guy.
Right, he wants to be the guy. Before, you weren't sure, you thought, okay, you know.
Yeah, the way he answered the DeGrom-Scherzer question was really interesting, because that can go really bad for you. If you're a young guy who hasn't done anything in the game and somebody asks you a question like that, like, you think you could be one of those guys? You think you could be elite? And he basically said, well, if you don't, what are you doing here? Which is a really good answer.
How about this, Texter? Closest Rodon will ever come to becoming an ace is the helpful hardware man. See, that just means spirited.
It's rude. It's impolite to do that on my first day back from vacation.
That's very
They're
funny.
Taking shots at Big Carlos.
Is that still a thing? Is
sure.
Ace still in business?
Absolutely. Get yourself a Weber grill over there.
Or a Traeger.
Yeah. John Danks all over again. There's another Texter. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, because John Danks got hurt.
Yeah.
So did the guy up on his roof.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a pap smear. That was the guy's name.
Barry, to answer the question.
That was the guy's name. What do you want from me?
I didn't need to restore my faith because it never wavered. And Carlos Rodon, if he's healthy, is going to be great. And if some team calls, they should tell them to kick rocks. Push kick, sand.
Kick rocks and push sand. Is it a pound?
I thought it was eat rocks.
Pop rocks.
Pound rocks?
I don't know.
Pound sand.
Are you allowed to say that, or did you just get a day off tomorrow?
I'd love a day off tomorrow.
What do I have to say?
It's
hello?
Hard. It's,
I've got a few
you
suggestions.
You had me at hello.
I've got a few suggestions.
It's also hard for me to say I lost faith in Carlos Rodon because of the circumstances. I mean, a young guy injured. So, but you didn't know what you were going to get from Carlos Rodon coming back from injury. And it's been great to see the progression. Every start has been better. So I think that's awesome. It's become, I mean, I'm not the biggest Sox fan by any means, but it's kind of become a little bit of appointment television for me. Because I do like the rebound story to see a guy come up from an injury and become successful. So it's just great to see. And the Sox should absolutely hang up the phone if somebody asks about Carlos Rodon. Because, yeah, here's a guy who's shaping up to be a part of your future and your rotation.
Yeah, and how about this? Over his last two starts, the only runs he's given up was the Altuve home run last week. So he's been pretty dominant, over his last two starts. I think it's 15 innings, 13 innings, something like that, with just those two earned runs. And he also has the most strikeouts by a Sox pitcher in his first 72 games. And John Danks, speaking of John Danks, is third on that list. So, 411 strikeouts and 409 in the third innings pitched. I'm impressed with him.
Texter said John Danks won the blackout game, and that was also being played up on the roof.
So that means this year, the 10-year anniversary of the White Sox are going to win a blackout game started by Carlos Rodon.
Just keep everybody off Carlos Rodon's roof and we'll all be fine.
That's right.
Get off Carlos Rodon's jack.
When it comes to Wendell Carter Jr.'s performance, which camp are you in? A, it's pleasantly surprising. B, it's very impressive. Or C, it's just summer league.
Well, again, I'm glad Dustin's not here because
me too, because I'm wearing sweatpants.
His favorite analyst, Doris Burke. said the other day that he's been the most impressive of the NBA Summer League. It is just Summer League, but guess what? It's all the above. It's pleasantly surprising. The offense, I guess I'm going to start buying the narrative that he was subjugating his game for Bagley down at Duke, and he's got tools, and he's got a nice turnaround jumper. He can shoot from distance. He got a little touch on the floater. He knows when to pass the ball. And the maturity looks there for a 19-year-old. He looks like he belongs. So I know it's just Summer League. And I think Doug McDermott, there's a plaque in the Summer League Hall of Fame for him.
Yeah.
A Dougie McBucket. So I get that, the guys who flash in the first couple weeks of their NBA career, just that's pretty much the highlight reel. But I'm glad. I'm very happy. And I'm also watching, to see if Hutchinson was also, he's done pretty well for himself as well. And
really good last night.
Colin Sexton is the guy you have to watch and kind of compare and contrast because he was available and apparently the Bulls were deciding between the two and you end up with Carter Jr.
I'm going to pick A, B, and C. I am pleasantly surprised. It has been at times very impressive. And of course it is just the summer league, but nevertheless, Where was this post move during his,
smooth
during any point of last season?
Well, Wendell, we've got to get the ball to Marvin Bagley, so you're not allowed to show off those
right,
post moves.
But
I can't do it as well as Dan.
Dude,
but,
that is phenomenal.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
So then you have to give the credit to John Paxson because he said this. He said it that night and the next day. There's a post move there.
Yeah.
There's offense locked up in this guy that you just never got to see because it's Duke and all the Dukey reasons for that. But nice pick and roll game, nice pick and roll defense.
Yeah.
He can if someone tries to drag him outside, he can defend outside. He's shooting the three. It's very entertaining. Let's put it that way.
It really is.
This has been very entertaining. But it's also always important to include
Sacramento. Just put an offer sheet in on it.
It's always important to include C. It's just summer league.
Yeah, all three, all of the above. You do see a lot of the fundamentally sound part of his game. Obviously, he's a big kid. Maybe a little bit of a better athlete than some people gave him credit for. But yeah, it's been fun to watch. With the NBA craziness every summer now, I feel like my appetite is being wet for basketball even earlier than usual. And now here we are in the middle of July, and I want the NBA season to start already just because of the summer league. And I'm a total mark for crap.
Well,
like
you have
that.
A texter says my answer is D. Who cares? It's the Bulls. See, again, that was not one of the options available.
You can't go off the script like that.
No.
See, I'm going to go off script as well and go with option E, which is the combination of B and C. It's impressive, yeah, but it's summer league, so I'm not going to put any stock into it until I see what he can do in the regular season.
I'm impressed. I'm just going with B. He would have been a top four pick if Bagley didn't reclassify at Duke. He leads all bigs in summer league action in points per game, blocks per game, and the steals too defensively. He switched on to Trae Young on the perimeter and was able to defend him. People always talked about how he can't defend guards, he can't switch, and that's the modern NBA. To see a big dude that is extremely impressive.
All right, that's our 5 at 5. What do you think? 312-644-6767 is the number. Texone already very busy. We love your text. 670-11-67011. You got Molly and Hanley with Barry Rosner sitting in for Mike on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.